Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. The Board of Supervisors heard a presentation from Dr. Donald Baird, Public Health Officer for the county, at today's meeting. Dr. Baird outlined the impacts of climate change on public health, pointing out the effects that extreme heat in the summer, warmer winters, heavier rains, and more severe storm systems have on human health. Dr. Baird also spoke to the effects drought has on our food supply, the effects of pollution of air and water, and how it enters our food and water supplies, along with other factors directly related to climate change. Dr. Baird also pointed to some solutions, such as using more renewable and alternative energy sources and making our buildings and infrastructure more energy efficient. Nancy Stark, the legislative analyst for Health and Human Services, then made a presentation to the board regarding the implementation of the Affordable Care Act and its impacts on county health services. When the Affordable Care Act goes into full effect next January, it will expand the number of people able to afford basic health care services through the expansion of Medi-Cal and the formation of a state exchange for health insurance service. It's estimated that 30,000 Humboldt County residents are currently uninsured, and both the federal law and state regulations will drastically reduce the number of uninsured. County officials anticipate these programs will enhance funding locally for health services and reduce unreimbursed care provided by local health care providers. While local officials study the effects of health care costs, the state legislature, with the support of Governor Brown, is preparing for the implementation of the Affordable Care Act next year. Assembly Speaker John Perez announced legislation to build on the state's progress implementing the ACA, which will expand access to Medi-Cal and at the same time reduce the costs for those already insured.
For those of us who are currently privately insured, a percentage of our premiums really does go to make the health system whole for uninsured individuals that come and get emergency care and others. So as you decrease the number of uninsured individuals, move 1 million people into coverage, that will decrease some of those other cost pressures on the market-based health insurance plans as well.
Perez's bill will also create the nation's first health care exchange at no cost to the state.
This legislation is 100% covered by the federal government for the first 3 years. As you wind down after those first 3 years, 90% of the costs are borne by the federal government.
And the sheriff's office has an update on the death of Ike Desmond. Stephen Walker has more.
The coroner's office has released the results of an autopsy performed on the body of 49-year-old Menlo Park resident Ike Desmond. Desmond's body was found at Centerville Beach on January 20th, and the autopsy had determined that he died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Detectives treated the death as suspicious after Desmond's body was found just south of the parking lot a week ago Saturday.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Over the weekend, at least 9 drivers in Humboldt and Del Norte counties were arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence, including 6 on Sunday alone. Impaired driving has been the target of both law enforcement and community action for decades. And while impairment, along with poor road conditions and inattentive driving, are key contributors, California Highway Patrol officers know it that as long as there are cars being driven, they will have jobs, as Public Information Officer Chase Adams points out.
Pretty much since cars have been around, their speed, DUI, are as huge contributors, main causes to crashes, and those are things that we're always going to be looking for.
Sergeant Hal Rosendahl echoed those sentiments.
Well, you know, in listening to Chase talk about that very issue, you know, a friend of mine mentioned a while back that an old-timer that he knew on the department said that a citizen came up to him one time and said, "I got in this accident." He said, "Sir, there's only 3 things that cause crashes: acts of God, mechanical failure, and human error. So which one was it?" Those 3 things never change. Really, when you narrow it down, those are always going to be there.
2 of the arrests for DUI over the weekend were also felonies because the collisions caused injuries. And the California Highway Patrol and Caltrans are reporting that there is a partial closure of Highway 101 south of Singing Trees near Richardson's Grove. A small slide is closed down the southbound lane, and the CHP is currently performing one-way traffic control. Use caution and be prepared for delays. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.